Praise God. God has given me this privilege to come together with this assembly of Vavatasa. And I'm very thankful to each one of you for giving this opportunity to share my testimony, the ministry which I'm doing in Kerala, in India. Especially I want to thank you for the dear elders. They are really good to me. Amen. They are really supporting me, encouraging me. I thank you, everybody. Today I'm going to share a little bit about the work which Lord is using me in Kerala. Before that, I want to share a few thoughts that's really encouraging me to grow in more in Christ, to give myself to Lord, so Lord started to use me in different ways. So, you know, being a Christian, now Lord's got a different plan for each one of us. Because, you know, by the grace of God, we saved. And God has a purpose in our life. Sometimes that we are not understanding. Sometimes we are not realizing that thing. And we are working or living according to our own ways. So we can see God wants to bless us. Net-breaking blessings God wants to give us. But we are not willing. So we can see in Peter's life, Peter wants to share something for us tonight. Because Peter experienced that net-breaking blessings. So, actually that, when I read that portion, that's really encouraged. That spoke to me how much I am not willing to obey God's commandment. So we'll see that what Peter done in his life to get the net-breaking blessings. So shall we read that? Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. I like to read Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. And it came to pass that as the people passed from him, he heard the word of God. He stood by the lake Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out of a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. No one he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net from a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they included a great multitude of fishes at the next break. We'll read the last verse also, 14. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest sorry, the last verse, verse 39. Sorry, 11th, verse 11, I think. And when they had brought their ships to land, and they forsook all and followed him. We just a prayer, a second, 1 second, we just commit ourselves to the Lord's hand. Father, we thank you for thy word. Thank you, Lord, for this time. We are together to learn something from thee. Lord, be bless us. Bless me also. Bless everybody. We ask you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As we read this chapter, maybe it's very similar to everybody. Many times we read that. And we saw that, Lord, maybe we might have noticed that there is a two ships in that shore. And Lord has chosen only one ship. He has chosen only Simon's ship. As we are Christians now, many, many people in this world. But God has chosen us. He got a special plan in all of our life. That's why he's chosen. That's better than me. So many people, better than my education, better than my ability. But God has chosen me. Why? He got a special plan. Each one of us, God has a special plan. That's why he's chosen. He's chosen only that ship, Simon's ship. And he got into the ship. He was standing. So he wants to bless Simon. He wants to do great things in his life. As a Christian, you know, Lord wants, I already said, he wants to bless us. But we have to walk with him. Last Sunday, Brother Bob was sharing about Enoch. Enoch was walking with God. 300 years he walked with God. It's altogether 365 years. But 65 years he was not with the, that 65 years is not with the God. He's not walking. He got a boy. When he got a boy, that his name is Methuselah. When Methuselah was born, Enoch started to walk with God. We know that Enoch's life is a family man. He got a lot of problem. He got a lot of many things he have bothering. But in spite of that, he walked with God. And he saw the great blessing. Because, amen, he didn't see the death. God has taken with him. It's a great blessing he had because he walked with God. And Lord is really wanted us to walk with him in all aspects. But sometimes we are not walking. Sometimes we are ran away from him. So we are missing the blessing. And we saw that Peter was working hard, but he couldn't get anything. So he stopped everything. And when Jesus came to that ship, he is going to start working. So that blessing Peter received because he has done something in his life. There's a change he made in his life. You know that if we read that, 7 things happened to Peter's life. 7 things. See, God wants to bless. God already got into the ship, but he cannot, we read that first verse, he cannot do anything because the ship was in the land. The ship was in the land, he cannot work. A great multitude was standing there to listen from Jesus. But he cannot do anything because the ship was in the land. So Lord said, Peter, can you get, I asked him, put a little from the land. That's verse 3 we read. So first thing Peter did is he put little, he removed the ship from the land and he put into the water. Because the ship was in the land, God cannot speak. God cannot work in his life. Unless until he didn't remove that ship from that land, he never get that net breaking blessing. So he removed that ship to the land, from the land to the river. The land says about the world. Because now, if we are in the world, God cannot work. God cannot bless. God cannot use us. Because we have to go away from the world. We have to go away from the world, then only God can work. You know, before we are born again, we got the Adam's character. Full of sin, disobedience. Adam's character we had. But when received Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, our life is changed. 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse, we read 17, say, read. If we are in Christ, we are a new creation. New creation. Our life is changed. We became a new. But we got the character of Jesus Christ in us. After receiving Christ, we are the character of Jesus Christ in our life. Paul says in chapter 2 of Philippians that we like-minded Christ. All the character we should be have, Christ's character should be in our life. That is God wants us to be. But sometimes we are following Adam. Adam's character is there. That's why God cannot work in our life. That's why God telling Peter, remove your ship from the land. You are in the worldly things. You are thinking of the world. You have so many problems. Nowadays, the young generation is now there. The mobile phone is attacking them. And the laptop, everything, the internet is really attacking. Yeah, they don't have time to speak to God. They don't have time to speak to our parents. They're busy with that, all kind of worldly thing. God cannot work in our life. We have to remove from the world. God can use us. Peter did that. God did. The second thing Peter did, verse 2, we read it. The fisherman gone from them. The fisherman was in that ship. They were working hard whole night. But it's useless. There's no profit. There is no blessing in that working. So they stopped working. That's why we read that the fishermen had gone from them. They worked hard whole night. And they stopped the work. Since it was not fruitful. Sometimes we also work hard to gain something, to make ourselves, our life beautiful. But it is useless unless and until God is not in our life. God is not dealing our, controlling our life. That is useless. Peter was worked. Nothing. He didn't gain anything. So he stopped the work on the moment. This is the lesson Peter is teaching us. We try hard work, but no successful. So in our life, we have to stop doing the things. And we have to give glory to God. Whatever we are doing that is not giving glorify to Lord, we have to stop it. And we are looking for the thing which God wants to glorify. That's what Peter did. And he stopped working. So he left that place. Third thing, we can see Peter's life, what he has done to get the break. That means net-breaking blessing, Peter, the third thing. Verse 2, we read that they were washing the net. They stopped working. They worked hard, nothing they gained. So they started to wash the net because that's inside. Net is not good for another time fishing. So they started to wash. This is the sea. There's a disciple was there washing the net. We read in chapter 2. So the Lord wants us to bless. We have to wash our net. We have something hidden sins in our life. We have to wash our net. We have to wash ourselves. Then only God can bless us. David said, create me a new heart. Create me. I have something wrong. Create me. In Psalm 139, we read 24, and see, there is always wicked ways in me, and lead me to the way everlasting. She says, and see, is there any wicked way in me? We have to, Lord, is there any wicked way in my life? We have to ask God. We have to ask forgiveness, if anything that, and lead me to the way everlasting. Then only God can use us. Then only God can bless us. Then only we can see through our life many souls come to know Lord Jesus Christ. We have to cleanse ourselves. Create a new heart in ourselves. That's what happened. So we have to examine ourselves and cleanse ourselves all our uncleanness. Peter did that. And fourth thing, Peter did that. He invited Christ into the ship. That verse 4 we read. And he sat down and taught the multitude from the boat. Peter did that. He invited Christ into his boat. Already Christ is in there standing. Lord is knocking at the door. If we open the door, only God can come to our life. We have many doors in our heart. Many rooms are there. But we are open only few rooms for Christ. Other rooms are private. So God cannot come into our life. Peter, he invited Christ into that ship. He sat down and he started to speak. He started to work because he opened. He invited Christ. The full boat is under Lord's control. So God can use that. If we give our life fully to Lord's hand, Lord can do great things in our life. That Peter telling his experience. So verse 21, Psalm 21, verse 4 says, Psalm 91, verse 14 says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. Because he has set his love upon me. If we set our love upon God, then he will deliver us. If we read Psalm 21, that we can show the great deliverance from God. So is our say, and we can do great things there. God was good deliverer. If you experience that deliverance, we have to do certain things. That's what 14 says. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver. We have to set our love upon him. God can do great things in our lives. So we have to submit ourselves and Lord work in our life. We have to give everything. We have to open all our doors. He's knocking. Open. He can do something for us. He can control all our life. Many times I didn't open my life fully because I missed many things. But when I realized my mistake, God started to work in my life. I am recursing, I am just sharing. Peter's life is really challenging. Today we have to see that blessings in our life, the net breaking blessings. We have to do these certain things in our life. God can do great things. And we see the fifth thing Peter has done is confessing himself, is telling his weakness, his failure to Lord. Verse 5, he said, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. You work hard all night. He was working by his own strength, by his own intellectual. He was using. Nothing he didn't get. So he said, he's confessing, or he's, I realized his mistakes, his failure. He said, Lord, So Simon admitting, is honestly throughout they worked hard night, they caught nothing. And in our life also, we have to admit our failures. We have to admit our failures. And we may say, get Lord's advice. We have to get Lord's advice. According to that, if we move, we can see the great blessing. The life will be, see, God is completely, he will be controlling ourselves. That's we can see. That's why always God's advice will lead us to the right path. So Peter mistakes and he shared. I was told all night, caught nothing. Many times we also do that. We do many things. Oh, go and preach there. Go and share the gospel. No. No souls are coming. Why? We are using our own intelligence. We are using our own strength. God cannot do anything. So we have to give fully to Lord. We always, God's advice will lead us to the right path. And the sixth thing Peter done is that, verse 5, it said, nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Peter said, obeying. Peter listened in Lord's word. Lord said, Peter, okay, you told everything. You didn't get anything. But I am telling you, Peter, you cast your net to that sea. God didn't tell you, go to Galilee, the river there, or the sea is there, go to another sea. No. Is it the same place which you didn't get the fish? Try it, Peter. Try. You will cast your net to the deep water. You know, Peter listened that. No, if you know Peter's life, he's a fisherman. He knows better. He knows everything. He knows that river very well. Because every time he's doing fishing there, he knows everything. But Lord told Peter, you do it. He didn't say anything against the Lord. He just listened. So God wants us to listen what he says. Sometimes, many times, I had the problem. So now we used to share the gospel to some certain place. There are different character people are there. Deadly against the gospel. So we never go again there. But sometimes, Lord will go there. I said many times, Lord, what's the use? They're not listening. I didn't go there. I missed that blessing. Many times God tells us, we have to do it. Sometimes it is, we cannot understand what is that. But, we have to obey that. For listening to that, I want to share a few things. We have to read the Bible always. I know that we are brethren. You are very good. I know the Bible study here. I really enjoyed. So blessed assembly is this assembly. But I'm just sharing. We have to read. Our quiet time with the Lord. So God wants to speak it. God wants to speak to us every day through our quiet time. And we have to listen that and we have to obey that. We have to put practice that thing in our life. That was Peter did. He listened what God said and he did it literally. And we sixth thing with that, he caught a verse 6, he got a great number of fishes and net was breaking. Amen. He got a great blessing. Great blessing. The seventh thing he did in his life, and he saw the great blessing in his life. See, that's the obedience. He led to the great blessing. Secondly, the experienced fisherman is not about the fishing. He tried it whole night, but he obeyed God's word. Obeyed God's word, he was able to catch fishes from greater than he could contain in his net. Net always going to break that. Not only that, his life, if you read that chapter, he got the blessing, he's sharing that blessing to others that we read. I didn't read that, but it's in there that. This is our response, especially also. Whatever we gain from God, that's the gospel we heard, we gave our life to Lord, and the salvation we received, and we, our responsibility to share that salvation to others. That's what God wants us to be, sharing each other. And Peter did that, and the grace blessing Peter received, net breaking. And I want to share this one to our life. If we practice this thing tonight, we have to give ourselves, our worldly things should be removed from our life. And we have to stop acting, start working for our intellectual work. We stop it. We clean our heart to God and invite Christ into our life fully to control ourselves. And we have to submit ourselves, the failure, to God. Accept it. Accept His voice, or we have to listen what God asked to be do in our life. And we do that, we can see the blessing in our life. As this happened to my life, because I was doing my own thing, my own way, I was running away from God's plan. 15 years back, he called me back. He called me back to India. I was in the Middle East, Bahrain. And he called me back to India. Sorry, I think I have 8 o'clock. Yeah. So he called me back to India. And I gave myself to God. I submitted myself fully to God. Yes, Lord, I will obey. I did it that. And God started to use me in India. And I know that I shared already my testimony. I was a cancer patient. Amen. He healed me 100%. And he used me for his glory. And first thing I went to do, I was doing loss work. That already I shared last year. Among the prisoners, I was sharing the gospel. And from there, Lord, put me in another new work, to church planting ministry. See, that there's one brother called Babu. Sorry. His name is Babu, that white shirt. He is living 100 kilometers from my hometown. And that 100 kilometers to my hometown, there is no living church in that distance. No brethren church. There is Catholics are there, some Pentecostal church are there, but no brethren assemblies there. So he shared me his burden to me, and I also shared that burden to him. So we both gathered together. We worked this place, which is called Vadagara. There's a communist area, all in present Kerala. His chief minister is from this area, 100% communist. There is communist village there. But he said, he told me, brother, we don't have any assembly. So we set assembly from my home 50 kilometers and his home 50 kilometers. This is the middle part. See, we both started to work here. And it was a very hard time, but Lord is with us. And we went to each home and shared the gospel. So they are very willing to listen the gospel because they didn't hear anything. Nobody is willing to come and share. So we, with boldness, we share the gospel. Few are believed. So they didn't come out because of community problem. But few came out. They took baptism. By the grace of God, there's a living church is there in Vadagara. 15 kilometers between, there is no church. Now there is a church. God used me. The blessing I experienced first thing here in this place, Vadagara. And also, we are doing open air meeting. This open air meeting is, we are sharing about the there are so many people alcoholic addict and they are drug addict and they are smoking. Their life is such a bad way they are leading. So we go there, we share the gospel through that if you want to get rid of your alcoholic problem, only way is Jesus Christ. So we share this gospel to each and every villages, cities, hometowns, and we share. This one of my friend, he got a pickup van, and we can sit, six people can travel, and the backside we are using as a platform, so we can stand and preach the gospel. And for that now, we have to do singing is very important there. So if you just go and preach, nobody listen. So we use this kind of thing. Band and everything, they will come. They will come gather. They listen the song, and through that song, we tell the gospel. We tell about the love of Christ to these people. And this is another ministry. There's a town. People are listening what we are sharing. And we have a friend is from Gideon's International. He's a president of that. He gave me a lot of New Testament, so we used to distribute New Testament and everything. This is a platform, so everybody can see us, and we preach the gospel to that. And this is also the same thing we are doing. So, and I just said because you have to pray for us. The ministry which we are doing, that is, we want to see some souls to come out from there and this thing and come to No, Lord Jesus Christ. The second thing we are doing, door-to-door evangelism. Now we are going each and every homes in different villages and we go and share the gospel to them. And God gave me, because the Vadagara, we started a new assembly, so God told me to go. Another assembly, he showed me a place. That's 10 kilometers away from my home. And that's called Mavur. There's 10 kilometers. And Mavur, we can see there's no living church. Only one Pentecostal church. And there's three Catholic churches. That's all, Christians. Rest all Muslims and Hindus. And we started to work there. And so God gave some souls from there. And many of them not coming forward. But only six are coming. And so we gather together every Sunday evening. We rented a room or flat or one hall. And we gather together every Sunday evening, 3 o'clock. We have singing, we have worshiping, as well as we share the gospel. Plus, we do some Bible study and prayer. So that's a good blessing to them. And apart from one lady, her name is Shanda. She's Hindu. She came out from their community and she took baptism. Now she's in the church member. She's worshiping the Lord. See, that God is working and we are praying. Praying. This our and this is my request. You also pray for in coming days. Soon there should be a living church in that place. That's our wish or our desire. But if it's God wants us to be there, and that will be, this will be done soon in that place to open a worship service in that area. And we are doing gospel retreat. And if we invite people to our church, nobody will come. Only our church members will come. If we give, we'll invite others from outsiders, never. Even the non-Christians also never come to our assembly. They are, I don't know, they are very, they don't want that, us to speak to them or nothing. They don't want to mingle with us. So we arrange to get them to reach out to their heart. We plan to start a gospel meeting in the city. There is, where is a, we can say government hall is there. We rented that hall and we arrange musical feast as well as we share the gospel. We give the music. These are all professional singers, Christian singers. So they sing song with all kind of instruments. So people will come to listen. All of them come and listen. And we sing or 5 or 6 songs. We stop, little a break. Then we share the gospel. And again, we restart the song. So people will be there. They won't go. They listen to the song as well as the message. This is what every time we are doing. Last 2 years, Joseph and Tanya also came and attended this meeting. They also enjoyed. So this we are doing every October, month of October. This we are doing. And this October, we are planning to change this area to some other state, some other city. So people, other people also come. So we pray for this thing. And other ministries we have in my hometown, we have 14 brethren churches in our hometown. All very small, few members. But there are people are there. So every Wednesday, there's evangelist there in the assembly. So we all gather together every Wednesday. And we pray and we work. We work each assembly every Wednesday, one assembly, one after work. And our ultimate aim to bring many souls to that assembly, to grow that assembly more and more with the living church. And that's our plan, prayer, so that we every Wednesday we do that. And also every Wednesday, and so first Wednesday of the month, we spend together with prayer only. We pray and we commit all our needs to Lord's hand. So the Lord is really blessing that ministry. So you pray for that. And we are doing VBS and also children ministry that last time also shared. This is very good. And now the generation, young generation, they're not interested to listen God's word. They are very, because we are praying for them. So we invited them. And we, any vacation comes, we bring them together. We have conference together. We share the gospel. We share the Bible, teach the Bible, as well as we teach teenagers. And plus, we have, with that, we bring all the parents also. We give them lesson to how to deal with your children. So that's a good ministry also we are doing. That also you used to pray that. This is a beach ministry. This is Alina and myself. And they say in very beautiful beach in my city. A lot of people, they used to come. The evening, they spend their time relaxing. Many times I got, they're telling, we have came to relax. Why you people are shouting and preaching? We came for relaxing. But no, sir, this is my job. So we did that. So we do that evenings. We go there with mic and all singing. We share the gospel. Many brothers, we invited them. So they share the gospel. Continue. Till night, we do that. So many, they heard gospel and that ministry also. Remember, this is the ministry we do only in Christmas time, because many people, they misunderstood what is Christmas. They see Christmas means mostly the Christians, normally Christians, they drink and their life will be so bad testimony there. So people think Christmas means drinking. So we go to the town, we sing Christian Christmas song, and we share what is Christmas, what is this, and we share the gospel. This is the Lord Jesus came to this world to save sinners, and that we share that. So every Christmas we do this kind of preaching. And so this is the work there, apprentice, that, but I didn't do it. My time is over. So I request you to pray for the ministry which we are doing in India. And nowadays, Indian government, now BJP means they are not Congress, they are 100% Hindu trusting people. They want India should be a Hindu country. All Christians and Muslims should go away from here. That's their plan. And they are ruling now. It's very strict. 2 days back, I got a WhatsApp message from my friend. He said, in North India, the prosecution is going very badly. They are telling them to change your religion to Hindus. And if they are not willing, they have to pay 20,000 rupees. Fine. Second thing, they are putting them to the very, very ice water. 10, 15 hours sometimes. So one family died. And the police also supporting them. So we need your prayer. We need India should not perish like that. God will work that. This is God's plan. God is going to do something. And we know that. But we have been praying. And we also pray for India. So God can do great things in that. So I'm going to stop. If you have any questions, you can do ask. And I can share, I can do it. So please pray. Yeah. Have it. Sorry? Yeah, new assembly. I mean, first assembly or second assembly? First. That brother, now we, I showed you one brother. He is the elder of that church now, and he is the evangelist also. And he is dealing the work. And still the work is continuing in that area. Okay then. So thank you for the opportunity again. That you gave me. Thank you for listening to me. My language is not good, but I hope you understood what I said. So please pray. I need your prayer only. So I have to pray. Let me pray. Father God, we thank you and praise you the wonderful time you have given to me and to us to listen thy word. And Lord, I know that we know you are going to bless us unless until we have to do something in our life to help us to do that Peter's testimony, and we have to follow that testimony in our life. So Lord, we can bless us continuously. And Lord, thank you, Lord, you gave me the privilege to share the work which we are doing in India. Lord, we need thy support. You give us great wisdom to continue that work, and you save us, Lord, from all kind of opposition from the other people, Lord. And we need thy help, Lord, and you help us for that. And pray for this assembly, Lord. They're praying for this brethren and sisters. They are really good. And bless them, Lord. Their life should be more blessed through this message, so they can live blessed life for you, Lord. And they can use them for their glory in this place also, to share the testimony, to share the gospel, to bring many souls to thy kingdom, Lord. And we're just committing everything to thy hand. Bless everybody, Lord. Praying for the elders. Thank you for them, Lord. You bless them also, Lord. We thank you. We ask you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.